a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 21st, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize U studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. Vital Health Radio is a show that teaches you how to take control of your health. We're focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, and is only dealing with loyalty to honesty. And so here we are again. I'm Ed Jones, and with my co-host, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir? How's life?
Well, I got a lot of updates. You know, I've been gone 2 weeks, had a double hip replacement, and I kind of started people asking me, double hip replacement? And I said, yeah, Dr. Higgins, he had a special going on, buy one, get one free.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got hip, so I thought, why not? You know, if you got a coupon for a free hip replacement, I thought, go ahead, get both of them done.
Yeah, one thing better than one hip is two.
That's right.
Good job. How you feeling?
There's been some challenges, a little bit of ups and downs, which are to be expected when they take chainsaws and hammers and they take body parts out and replace it with some mechanical stuff. It is a blessing in so many ways. I can feel the future is going to be far easier for me. I can step off curbs. I can step up on curbs. I am having pain at night due to probably the just torture of the surgery itself.
Yeah, it's healing's happening.
And there's a theory that when they quit using cement, they used to, what they would do is they'll nail part of the implant into your femur, and they would use cement. So they would cement it in. They don't do that anymore. What they do is they let the femur build its own cells around the implant. And the theory, at least on the internet, is that's why you have pain in the lower thigh, which is really pretty large pain for me, because nothing takes it down except just time. Yep. So I'm starting to barely be improved on that. But went back and had x-rays done 2 weeks out, and they're all looking perfect. Healing is great.
Does yours look like that?
I'm going to show you mine.
That's mine right there.
That's a big old...
Look at that. That goes down into your femur.
I think that went to your ankle.
That's a ball and socket right there.
Mine's bigger than yours. My thing is bigger than yours, Clint.
You know what? That's a different podcast. Spoken like
what are you thinking about? I'm talking about hip replacement.
You may have
dummy.
A jacked up truck out there that I don't know about. Extra lift kit. You don't have testicles hanging off the back of your truck, do you?
Oh my gosh! You just said
not.
The word.
I didn't. Testicles?
I wasn't even thinking down that line. You old nasty thing.
I was just talking about insecurities. Talking about your hip being bigger than mine.
Hey, somebody asked me. I told him. I said, you know what? I've actually gained 5 pounds since I had their hip replacement, and I'm going to talk about that. I did a YouTube video on NutritionW.com on what I did pre-operation that prepared me for the best outcome, and I'm getting ready to do one on post-operation. And part of that is why I did not lose weight, because I have a fast metabolism, and I thought I would lose 5 to 10 pounds. Well, I gained about 5, but this person said to me, well, how much do the implants weigh? And I thought, oh my gosh, I never thought about that.
I didn't either.
And I looked them up, and they weigh 1 or 2 pounds a piece, so it could be that my weight gains from that.
Well, if
I don't
at my weight from when I had my hip surgery about 9-10 years ago, apparently mine weighs about 32 pounds.
Apparently so.
About my hip replacement.
And that's just for 30. One hip replacement.
I could be an offensive lineman if I'd had two plate replacements.
It's going to be hard to lose that weight.
It's all titanium.
Again, I've been gone 2 weeks, so it's been I've had a really good time of reflection, slowing myself down somewhat, even though I went back, started driving on day 4 because I didn't use opiates. That's one reason. I did take 2 opiate pills as a test about a few days ago because I was having extreme pain, and I wanted the experience of how do these drugs work differently than normal non-steroidal to anti-inflammatories. All I can say is one thing. I can see why people get addicted.
I don't know if I told you my story about the opiates.
No.
When I went through my hip surgery, they said take the pain pills before you go to rehab and if you need at night. So I'm not an addictive guy. I did it as instructed. Went through my first month of power, my first couple of weeks of pain medication. Everything went great. And I called to get a refill. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because I've got another 2 weeks. I had to go to like 30 something sessions of rehab, whatever it was. And I'm on. The reason they okayed it is they could tell I'd not you know, taking all of them in a week.
Right.
They knew I was doing it the right way. So the second round, I started doing it. Well, by about the fifth or sixth day into the second round of pain medicine, I started realizing that I was taking them in the middle of the afternoon a lot of times, going, oh, man, I'm just uncomfortable. It just hurts a little bit. And I was going through them at a quick pace.
Ooh.
So I called my doctor, and I think I beat it by about a week. If I had waited a week, it had been tough. I called my doctor, and I said, hey, I put on my thing. I don't get another refill. He goes, you okay? I went, yep. But I can tell you right now that I do not need to get another refill of these. And I stopped taking the ones I had.
See, that is wisdom. You knew intuitively that something is not right here. And my Summit Physical Therapy, where I go on East Brainerd, Brian takes care of me. Just amazing. He's been on our show one time.
Yep.
He told me the other day, he said it takes 3 weeks for that resetting, recalibrating of how the pain sensations are produced based on opiates. And they knew this when they invented that drug. They knew that if you take it for 6 weeks, you cannot hardly get off because your pain's going to be double and triple.
I'm going to tell you, it made, and if people listening have had problems with them, I feel for you. I understand it. Like I'm saying, I was 4 weeks in. It makes cloudy day sunny. It made, for me, I'm not kidding you, it made everything was going to be all right.
That's a good way to say it.
And it was just a feeling of euphoria, of a deep breath. The bills didn't matter. Everything's going to be fine.
Bills didn't matter.
Well, I'm just like, it's going to be okay, Clint. Things are fine. And I realized that's not good to be artificially induced into that feeling.
Because it cannot last.
No. And I'm glad that you went down.
Every high has a cliff you fall off of.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to do it. So again, I want to be the experimenter, the adventuresome person who delves into older age personally so that I can then be here to help other people.
Right.
Because I have a totally different view of opiates than I did. And it is criminal what this medical industry is doing to patients. And when I left the hospital, I was given 10 prescriptions. I took one Tramadol and realized that's coma for 24 hours. I could not function for an entire 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to take one every 3 hours. Now, I will say my physician is so skillful. I love him to death. And he's just following protocols. It's not the fault of the person. It's the protocol of the system. Mm-hmm. And to not educate the patient to say, let's take as little as possible because drugs have side effects that are not to be ignored.
Well, and I'm not going to backtrack, but I will say that those opioids, those pain medicines, they have a place.
Oh, they do.
I would consider my pain moderate. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to compare it with real people that live in chronic pain. So I know that there's real reasons for it out there, but it's the full disclosure. It's the checking in with your patient. It's being it's this all the safety procedures that should go with those just don't.
Well
they might now.
No, they don't then. Because the reason is they're not going to pay that physician or anyone to spend the time to do it. It is in, out as quickly as possible. I mean, my health coaches give people 50 minutes to talk about one subject that deals with how do we eat different, how do we nutrient different, how do we live differently, and we can't get it done in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
They're giving drugs that are the third leading cause of death in this country is prescription drugs, and they're giving you no minutes except take it the way this paper says, and it's not all their fault. So, and I've learned a lot, again, from Dr. Green when he was here for years, dealing with Memorial. I will say Erlanger was where I was, and I cannot say much bad at all. They did a very good job for me.
Good.
And was very, very pleased. Just want to talk about a couple places I've eaten. I actually, for the very first time, ordered food to my house through the app.
Okay.
And it was very efficient. I was very happy with that. And I've been eating at Foodlands out in Cambridge Square. Have you eaten at Foodlands?
I have not.
Chinese food. I'm very kind of cautious with Chinese because sometimes the quality is not what I want. They are a chain, but it's a good chain, and they have very high quality standards with no MSG. Monosodium glutamate is devastating to brain memory, chemistry, makes my heartbeat go up to 90 beats a minute. Now, some people can eat it and not have that problem, but MSG is hidden in a lot of foods, especially Chinese. Foodland in Cambridge Square is excellent.
So MSG, as far as I know, adds deliciousness and magic to foods.
It's a flavor enhancer.
It is by
oh, it is.
Absolutely, and I love it.
And that's why Doritos is so addictive, because they add MSG to our children's chips, and it causes ADD and causes a lot of things in the brain to malfunction, but it's addictive. The brain wants more of it, kind of like an opiate in a way.
Yeah, my brain wants more of it right now. So, but I'm glad you're talking bad about it. That way it's discouraging me from doing it.
Well, I will see how that lasts.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not going to last.
What's that bag in there? What's that bag over there sitting in the corner?
Why is your fingers orange, Clint? Hey, before you, when you take your break, though, I want to give a quick shout out to people. You tell me. I don't want to get in your way, though.
No, I want you to do a quick shout.
Quick shout outs. You sent some good fill-in guests the last 2 weeks. Brandon and Adam. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple other guests.
And Marlene from the blood testing lab.
Yep. And then the young lady that does the pets.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great guests. Thank you for sending them in. They really kind of helped fill in the gap. And I don't want them to go without thanking. And also, I need to apologize to everybody in this first segment for saying the word testicles. So now it's back to you to wrap
this. Oh, that was so sweet.
That was not very thoughtful of our audience. I apologize.
Really have no issue with that at all, as you know.
Class.
So now you're insinuating that someone here doesn't have class.
I'm just saying I'm a PhD. I'm a classy guy. Come on.
Okay. Right. Well, before we get off here, what are your podcasts? Tell people.
DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people from all walks of life doing all kinds of cool things. Dayfire Podcast with Dawson Wheeler, the founder and former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, Adventure in the Great Outdoors, Of, By, and For the People, Constitutional Deep Dives, and then also Headlines and Opinions. Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. That one is going great. And then I also have, I thought I did one more. And I'm going to end up forgetting it. Oh, no, I got a coaching one, 5 to 9 coaching podcast where I do coaching shorts. There you go. Thank you for that.
Well, you said the word shorts. I'm offended. Oh, my gosh.
Way to go.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, the first thing I want to cover is some of my post-op recovery ideas that I have experimented with that I feel could be very beneficial to anyone who's recovering. And when we deal with hospitals, they can only do so much. We need to empower ourselves through education. We're in a world that has the ability to be have the greatest teachers, not saying I am, but we can access a world's library in 2 minutes on the internet if you know the right places and have the right team put together. The right team is not just going to TikTok or playing games. It's actually finding the people who have experience. So I'm going to cover some of that and so many notes on health that I have made over the past 2 weeks that I feel is very important for people to know so they can, again, take control of their health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the 3rd annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Goals Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy, co-host Clint Powell, PhD of East Ridge. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that I did some things on post-recovery that I feel is very valuable to learn for you, yourself, and other family members who may be going through surgery.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and say do it without asking permission, but most of these things are perfectly fine. As far as the pre-operation, I actually did some work with Summit Physical Therapy as a pre. Very few people do that. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did it with Brian on East Brainerd location, and it was very beneficial to, I think, my recovery, and because I had gotten weak. Mm. Because you knew how I walked for at least a couple of years, and I had atrophied my muscles. My butt muscles, oops, I'm saying bad words again.
Yeah, you're
my
right.
Butt muscles were not functioning. They were not contracting unless I was posing naked on stage. And then I learned how to do it for that. But other than that.
That's your famous stripping career. Yeah, of course.
But they were not on curbs and walking. They just simply were just rubber bands that weren't contracting. Well, Brian helped me to strengthen that. And I think that was part of the process of me getting better quicker. Again, I was driving on day three or four and got to the gym quickly and did other things and went out to eat and did all my stuff. But here's my key for post-recovery. I'm telling you, it is not talked about enough, but hydration is the king. And I think, I told someone this today, I think 33% of the people who go to walk-in clinics would not have to go there if they would just be hydrated. Because you have any sickness, and then you double that with lack of hydration, you are going to feel like you're dying.
Absolutely.
And you understand it all too well. Now, I did a drink at the store called Superior Electrolytes. Don't particularly like the Gatorade because of the dyes and the other things, but anything that can help you to maintain fluids. Because why is that? The fluids and electrolytes, the word electrolyte sounds like electrical because it is. Electrolytes are what produce the electricity that runs the organs of the body, but especially the heart. Mm-hmm. Because you have to have potassium and magnesium and sodium for this electrical connection to work. And so hydration. And that's not just drinking three or four maybe Dasani's a day. I find that water does not hydrate very well if you drink more than about 6 to 8 ounces, because then it flows over the dam, and that means basically it's not going anywhere but to your kidneys, and you go to the bathroom.
Right.
So you're peeing it out. Small amounts more often, and I think we only need 48 to 64 ounces per day if it's in divided doses, but also using beforehand and during and after using electrolyte solutions.
Yeah, and if you're sick or got something going on, you may need a little extra.
You might need a little
may need some more.
But it needs a little bit of something in that water for it to be absorbed.
Right.
So I think hydration could save lives. It will save lives of people. Secondly, it's movement. You know, the old days, we were all afraid, and sometimes still are. We might break it. We might not heal. We need to let it rest. No, that is not how the body works.
I got a question.
Yes.
We talked about this before you went in. How soon after surgery did they have you up walking like they had me up walking?
It was quite quickly.
Did it not surprise you?
Well, it didn't, because one is I had people like you telling me it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it makes sense from a ancestral genetic system that their body has to have triggers. The triggers are what make it do different things.
Right.
If you're in bed, it's not triggering anything. So we needed the trigger to say, hey, it's time to start healing.
Blood flow and all that
stuff.
Yes. And just getting your balance back. I was just amazed when they came in. I mean, like, I'm like still groggy. Like, hey, we're going to stand up. I'm like, what? Yeah, we're standing up. I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Did you have a? You didn't have a screw in yours, did you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Dr. Higgins, I found out today actually when I went and had X-rays, he puts one screw in each hip as a backup, just in case I had an accident or I did something stupid.
Now, I may have, but you saw my X-ray.
Well,
I didn't see one.
No, they're massive. Yeah, I'll show you my X-ray here in a minute.
Yeah, they just hammered mine down in the femur.
The PA said that that's the way they used to do it, and some people still do a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
But my doctor, Higgins, feels he wanted that backup, which I love.
I like that.
I love a plan B.
All right, so movement is number two.
Yep, and then collagen. People, and I honestly didn't realize until a few years ago that our bone is about 60% collagen, not calcium. And collagen is stronger than steel. Our bones are so strong if the collagen's intact. And the collagens that Nutrition World sells, they're all great, but there's one particular one that's used in hospitals, and it's called BioSculpt. And I did an interview with the founder of this company on NutritionW.com under podcast, if you want to scroll down. But I drank about four capfuls of this a day. The recommended is two. I doubled the dose, and it helps maintain muscle mass. And I actually checked my muscle mass 2 days ago with my weight, and I've not lost 1 ounce of muscle mass, and I've been to the gym only 3 times in 2 weeks, and I had to do high reps, not heavy weights.
Are there side effects? I mean, when you take double the collagen, is there any risk of? Okay,
not at all. No. It makes your skin better, makes you sleep better, but I know my body was craving that collagen. Next was spores. Spores I talk about on the pre-operation. Spores are a version of a probiotic, and the reason you do spores is because spores can withstand the antibiotics. I had to take doxycycline for 10 days mm-hmm. after, because it just is smart to do. I'm not such a fanatic that I'm going to say no. Hip infections can be deadly, and they can be the worst thing of the worst.
Actually, that's what scared me the most was the hip infection and the blood clot risk.
Yep. Yep.
Those two things scared me way more than something going mechanically wrong with
bingo.
The hip.
Yeah. Bingo. And talking about that, well, spores, again, take the spores instead of probiotics. They are probiotic, but they're withstanding the effects of antibiotics. Because I had to do vancomycin in the hospital, three different big doses on the IV, and I was cringing when I saw it go in, but I had no choice.
Right.
Had no choice. So do the spores. And then I would take protein.
Mm-hmm.
That was key in my protein drinks. Luckily, my appetite stayed up. If it didn't, you got to do protein drinks.
Did you back up just a second. Did you worry about blood clots?
But blood clots, he gave me aspirin twice a day, just 81 milligrams.
Yeah.
Another gentleman who went to the same doc, he was about 10 years older than I, that I know, a friend of mine, he had double hip, and he was given some of the prescription drugs. But I did take natokinase, which is what Nutrition World sells, because it has a long history of helping to prevent blood clots. In fact, Dr. Lasar and I think talked about it last time he was here. It is not going to be accepted by traditional medicine because it's not dispensed by the drugstore.
Right.
Get over it, people. There are such miracles and magical different remedies if we can search the right ones at the right time with the right quality.
Did you have the socks?
No, they did not give me socks.
You didn't have the compression socks on?
Thank you. You made me dread that.
That is ridiculous. I'm not even sure you had real surgery now. I question this whole thing.
And I did two other things. Fiber. We know that just, being less active and some of those drugs can slow down. I really didn't have any problem because I was doing hemp fiber, and then lastly, MSM. MSM is a sulfur product that helps tendons and ligaments heal. When I watched the YouTube video after my surgery, not before, I really realized the collateral damage that happens when you do a hip replacement with those big clamps pulling those tendons, ligaments, and muscles aside, and all those flying out little pieces of your body when they're using the saws. So it needs all the support it can.
So I want to stay on it's MSM?
MSM.
MSM, okay. Let's say somebody's had knee surgeries and they still have pretty bad knees, the meniscus and stuff or whatever. Would MSM help them a little bit, or is that a completely different story?
I am hugely invested in an experiment for people with MSM. If they will do two pills twice a day in 3 to 7 days, if it will help, it will help. And in 7 days, if it hasn't helped, well, you're going to have better skin and your joints are not going to be helped.
Do you sell just an MSM
product? Just MSM. Pop a few pills. It's not expensive. MSM does things differently than chondroitin and cartilage builders. We're not trying to build cartilage with MSM. We're trying to build tendon ligament integrity with MSM. And as a constituent, when we're young, we have a lot of, and we age, we don't have much.
Because this person has loose knee joints, they said.
I would try MSM, double dosing.
Coming over to your place as soon as I leave
here. Yep. You're not talking about yourself, are you?
I'm talking about my daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, no. Especially being young, that would be excellent.
And her knees are killing her still. She's on a really health trip right now.
There's a guy, and I'm going to try more as the time goes on to help us learn who are the true teachers and experts that we can put into our family of regular viewing to be taking better control of our health. Because I was talking to Adam this morning about the fact that, you know, people say, well, does this nutrient have a side effect? Does this drug have a side effect? You know what? Doing nothing has a huge side effect as we age. Mm-hmm. We cannot forget that Father Time is cruel to us. And this hip surgery, I had some collateral damage with my gut integrity, with perhaps risk of infection, perhaps this. But guess what? My life quality would have been diminished without it. So I'm willing to take the risk to get the benefit. It's all risk benefit. So this guy on Instagram and on YouTube named Brian Johnson, and it's spelled like Dr. Johnson at my store who works for us, but it's spelled the same, B-R-Y-A-N Johnson. He's a billionaire. He's about 40, and he sold one of his companies a couple years ago for $500 million. Kind of like you know, echelon of people.
Yeah, well, I mean, $500 million is a little low, but sure, whatever.
Yeah, a little low for you, but that's why you still have that truck out there with 463,000 miles.
Hey, your phone's going off.
Thank
professional.
You. Well, they
see, now that's karma right there, ladies and gentlemen.
They knew I was saying something ugly.
All right, go ahead.
So Brian Johnson, he's about 40, and he's got so much money that he'll never spend it. Well, he has devoted $2 million a year to maintain his youthfulness, and it's pretty cool. And I watched a 45-minute segment of his morning routine when he gets up. And it's about 70% of what I do. The drink he does, similar. The nutrients he takes about, I think he said 60 pills per day. But then he goes into the red light therapy. Then he goes into this, and he does his exercise. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, he has a 17- and 19-year-old boys. He says he wants his parameters on all the testing that's done for aging to be at 18. He wants to be between his 17 and 19.
How's it going for him so far?
It's doing well. He's gone down 7 years on the true scientific testing of where is your cellular health.
How do you do that test?
Well,
what test is that?
Well, it would cost you and I too much money. We couldn't do it because nothing's...
Well, that's silly. That's not how it should be.
I'm sorry, but that's the way the world works.
You rail against the machine, dude. Come on. I want to know how old I am.
Hey, let's just follow what he does and hope that it works for us.
Okay.
So I'm going to start talking more about Brian Johnson. But again,
I like that.
Go on to YouTube for people. I sent you a little clip of it, his I think one of his meals. And YouTube, Brian Johnson, and it's under Blueprint. He calls it Blueprint for Living or Blueprint for Life. And he's going to just show his life. And I think that's pretty darn cool. Now, my Dr. Johnson, Brian Johnson, he posted on YouTube, Nutrition World's YouTube channel, an amazing meditation for anxiety. And we were all participating in the anxiety clinic some time ago, and he gave this 10-minute anxiety little speech and talk and led the people. It was amazing. So what we did was we took a snippet of that, and we just posted it on, again, YouTube, nutritionw.com.
Okay.
And I listened to it today, and this guy is one in a million. I really encourage people who are really struggling to log on to that and view him. And you can get appointments with him for other reasons if you would like. And then lastly, on Instagram, Nutrition Worlds, we had our first person under Ideal Protein. Ideal Protein is our weight loss clinic, who lost over 100 pounds.
I saw that.
And it's just amazing how great she looks in person, because not everyone who loses weight looks great. And the reason is, like on Weight Watchers, you lose 100 pounds, you lose about 70 of that is muscle.
Right.
On Ideal Protein, you lose 100 pounds, you lose about 25 pounds of muscle, 75% is fat, because we had set it up for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Christy, who is the coach and the person of expertise in that field, takes clients all day long. But if you want Instagram Nutrition World, you can see this wonderful, wonderful lady and what she looks like before and after.
Yeah.
Just a sweetheart.
It was great. I love the post.
And then on June 6th, we're going to have a lecture on brain health, on how to maintain your optimal cognitive function, lessening brain fog, helping you to have less fears of dementia, uh-huh, and other things with Dr. Pavey. She's flying up here from Florida, and it's going to be on June 6th. It's not posted yet on NutritionW.com, but it should be any day. So I encourage, it's free. And maybe you seem to be slipping at times, so maybe you could make an appointment.
Come on. I was just going to say, I'm glad you got Dr. Pavey.
Mm-hmm.
Pavey to fill in. They'd asked me originally to do it. I'm booked that day.
Oh.
So I'm glad you could find someone to fill my spot on talking about getting rid of brain fog, which would just, involves, donuts and coffee and Red Bulls.
I want you to do an IQ test soon. I want to really see where you're at.
You might be disappointed in that one.
Oh, I'll be disappointed.
Pretty damn
all right.
Smart.
I mean,
I am pretty smart.
Smart Alec. Uh-huh. Smart Alec.
No, I've had my IQ tested twice. We've had this conversation.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Well, I have too. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna pull my paper out and see how big yours is compared
God.
To mine.
I'm sure, Ed.
Mine's bigger.
Your IQ is bigger than my IQ.
Well, I wouldn't talk about that.
My IQ is functional though. So I still get through life with my IQ. That's a good thing.
That's probably a wise thing
you're
just said.
You're really close to probably taking a break.
I'm absolutely, just telling there's you, no other option
Sean
but to
Whitfield
take a break.
Is going
to
edit this one big time.
I know he will on one thing, yes. Yeah. So it is time to take a break. We come back. I got a lot of notes on some snippets about bullet points for our health and taking control. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Goals Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and we're our radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and got some really cool headline notes, and these are notes that are certainly valid in my mind that we need to take heed of, because you're not going to see this or hear this from normal healthcare practitioners. You know, again, in the hospital, always have experiences, and from experiences, we learn things.
Right.
And one of those is, and which I've kind of been connected to for so long, is the use of Tylenol. Tylenol has been protected, I will have to say, in certain ways as a golden child, and is safe. It doesn't hurt your stomach. It's a wonderful pain reliever. In fact, it's not. It has a place. It has a place. Kind of like those opiate things we talked about.
Right.
There's a, again, one of the teachers I'm going to recommend is on Instagram. It's called Natural Nurse Mama. She's a nurse practitioner and has a vast amount of experience and well researched for her statements. She's not just pulling this off the cuff, but she's talked about Tylenol off and on for as long as I followed her. And Natural Nurse Mama says that every time she shares about Tylenol, I have a parent asking about, but I have to use Tylenol to stop the seizures of my child if they have a fever. And as she says, which is very true, most seizures happen at lower temperatures, but they happen when the fever jumps, not when it's high most of the time. Now, if you're doing 105, it's different. But going from 101 to 103 quickly is what's going to cause most seizures, including like my grandson had one and went from 101 to probably 103, and it caused it. At 103, there wasn't another one because there was no jumps.
Right.
And a study of more than 200,000 children found a dose-dependent association between the use of Tylenol in the first year of life and the occurrence of asthma and eczema later in life.
Huh.
And that was 200,000 children. And the thing is, Tylenol is the number one reason for liver transplants in adults in this country.
Really?
Because the margin of safety is probably one of the most narrow there is. That means that if you double the dose, you're starting to get it close to some dangers. If you quadruple the dose, which means, okay, I took, instead of two every 6 hours, I'm hurting so bad, I'm going to take six every 6 hours. It doesn't take long to destroy your liver.
Right.
And then you get on the list for liver transplant. But it also affects the brain, and Tylenol depletes glutathione, which is the ultimate antioxidant. And here's the thing that scares me. One of the other studies, if you give your child Tylenol between the ages of 12 and 18 months, you're 20 times more likely to have a child with autism than if you don't give it between 12 and 18 months. That was by Dr. William Parker, PhD. Why that is, well, who knows? But there's something about that brain development between 12 and 18. When you deplete glutathione through the use of Tylenol, then you up your risk 20 times of autism.
Wow.
Every single parent in this country gives Tylenol for a temperature of any kind.
But here's what and I'm not doubting what you're saying. What I'm about to say may sound like I'm doubting. I'm just going to throw an if in here for Clint's viewpoint. If that is really true, how are they avoiding the class action lawsuits that it's 20% 20 times more likely that you are creating are causing? Is it a causational thing, causing, or a, you know, just a
correlation, correlation or causing?
And I guess that may be the thing. Yeah. It just seems to me when you say a statement like that, a fact, I go immediately, well, if that's true, how are you staying out of the courts and not sued out of existence?
Well, here's my answer on that. It will not stay out of the courts. This is fuming now, and the groundswell is growing. Well, you mark my words, I'll buy you lunch if it's not true, that in 3 years, there will be a black box warning on Tylenol over the counter that's going to state, we do not recommend this to be given to children at certain ages.
And they make infant Tylenol right now.
They do.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Do.
I gave it to my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have. Yeah. We all have. Now, wow. I was very, very conservative. Even though my daughter's 32 years old,
yeah.
I can count on maybe three fingers that I ever gave three times Tylenol, because intuitively I knew how bad it was for the body, but I also had fears of seizures. Mm-hmm. Now, we know more now, and we know that, that fever is natural. It's supposed to be there to burn the virus out. That's why every single creature on this earth will have a fever if they have a pathogen. The downside is if it goes too high, then we can have damage. So there's always risk against benefit.
Yeah.
I want to say we are, and I can't announce the name yet, we are potentially very close to having a pediatrician at Nutrition World Wellness. This lady is vastly experienced. We talked to her last week, Katie and I did, and she said, I am sickened by the amount of parents who demand antibiotics for their children with the slightest ear infection. She said, I came from California, and maybe 50% less people demand it there. The other 50% know that what I tell them they honor, which is, parents, this is a viral infection most of the time. It's not going to help your child. And the parent says, well, it helped them last time. And she says, I tell them the reason you think it helped them is because it was on day four. It was getting ready to be helped anyway, because most sicknesses are between 4 and 7 days. You gave the antibiotic and the child got better. It was not due to the antibiotic. She said, I want to tell parents, the antibiotic I will not give, but I will support you along the path with everything else I can to make you feel confident that you're doing okay.
Yeah, that pain management for earaches, though, in kids, I got to be honest with you, that's a miserable existence. Oh my God.
It's miserable. And what
and
we do, though,
and toothaches and earaches.
But European studies and what they do in Europe makes such sense. First off, the very first ear infection, you let it run its course as far as you can, because that's when the antibodies are built. When you do not allow the body to build antibodies, well, that's like not having the military to go fight in your Ukraine. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the military, you're not going to have any battle. You can't fight for the win. When you take antibiotics on day two, you never build the military. So secondly is, they always say wait 48 hours before you give the first antibiotic or any antibiotic, and that is by this country's pediatrician standards. Guess what? We're not doing it.
Well, I would love, when if she does come on board, I'd love to have her on the radio show.
Oh, we will.
I would love to ask her my backup question, going back up to Tylenol, is, so if I got a 9-month-old, she's running a fever for 2 or 3 days, and it's not getting much better, what can I give her? You know, if I don't want to give her Tylenol, I would like to get some alternatives in. Tell me what I can't do is great. Tell me what I can do.
The thing is, when you try to alter Mother Nature, and I value Mother Nature from healing to the ultimate,
yeah,
because it has sustained us on this earth from the moment we began on this earth. Now, do people die from infections? Yes, that's because it got out of control. Again, 50% of all people, I think, who die is because of hydration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have fever and lack of hydration, you are setting yourself for bad things.
Right.
But we actually have a remedy at Nutrition World that is a fever reducer that can be labeled correctly and legally, mm-hmm, but nothing's going to take a 102 down to 99 in the natural world, because that's altering Mother Nature.
Mm.
We're not going to have that access because we don't want it. One, what we want is to make sure it doesn't go up, and we want it to go down a little bit.
Can I an indictment on us parents?
Yeah.
And I'm a parent of three. We also want them to go back to school.
And we want to sleep at night, too.
I need you to feel better, because mm-hmm, I've got to be up at 6, yep, to get everybody to school and get to work. And I need you to go back to school, because I can't miss another day of work.
Oh, I hate to say that. You are speaking for the Joe Doe public, which is very, very concerning and accurate.
Absolutely. I've got a life. Yep. I mean, I hate to say this. Yep. The light company doesn't care that you've got an ear infection.
No, they do not.
And I am 2 days into this. I've missed half a day of work already. Mm-hmm. You've missed a day of school. We haven't slept in 2 days. Shoot up, you know, I need a little relief up here, and I need to get back to life.
And that's where you just make a wise discernment. You decide, okay, is it worth this to do that?
And we have to make those decisions.
And I am not a fanatic to the point of, oh, never do this. No, life is real. And we have to make some harsh decisions against the two. We have to sometimes choose between two.
Not great things.
Not great things is the perfect way to say it.
And I can tell you this. I said that from someone who had, you know, help raising kids. You get a single dad or a single mom out there that has very little options, you're getting Tylenol on the first day with me. I can't miss a paycheck.
I am not going to battle that theory at all.
You can't. I mean, in your world, I would assume make the differences where you can and where you can't. That's just part of life. But
Of course, you know, we can't make things change, but having family watch the children would be the better option.
Well, giving people knowledge. That, to me, is the difference. If you tell me I've got an option now of, hey, this is something to help manage pain naturally, or this is some Listen, I hate to say this. I'm also a believer in the homeopathic stuff, too. Sometimes rubbing bellies and heads. There are ways to mitigate how we handle pain, even with our infants, that we just haven't been taught a lot of times.
Absolutely. We've lost the grandmother wisdom of the old days.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard a study, and it was very interesting to me, and it kind of applied to me with my hips. It was where people put their hands in very cold water, and they tested how long it would they could hold it. Well, guess what? When someone had a friend come in and sit with them, they could hold it in 50% longer, just from a friend sitting with them instead of them being by themselves. So we know that there's options. Now, little children is a different matter.
Yeah,
but I do want to say that the COVID-19 deaths have now hit a new low this week, reaching levels not seen since the late March 2020 when the pandemic just began. It is unlikely that we will ever have zero deaths because the virus is here to stay and it's going to constantly evolve to outpace any vaccine and or our own body's innate immune system, as all viruses have done in the past. So it's here to stay, and it's not the worst thing in the world anymore. And again, vitamin D being low caused a 100,000 deaths that could have been stopped for about $6 per person.
Okay.
And that is factual to a point that is not even arguable anymore, yet it's not on the mainstream news and probably will not be. And as we talked about Tylenol, you'll never see that on the mainstream news until it hits the courts. But if we think about all the drugs that have been withdrawn from the marketplace due to the exact reasons that were kind of worshipped over the years, up top of my head, I can't think of many of those. But there's been many, many dozens that our grandmothers used, and all of a sudden we just kind of realized that this isn't going to be good for us in many ways.
Yeah.
And Miralax will be another one that will be talked about and down the road.
I've heard you talk about that one before.
I know I've asked you this. You have a tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you did. How many do you have?
Just got one. I wanted two more.
Okay.
But it costs money. They cost money. Yeah.
Well.
I've got one right here.
I heard a study that was very factual. I'm not going to quote studies from stupid headlines alone. I want to know that there's credibility behind it.
No, we want stupid stories behind the stupid headlines.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Or personal stupid.
Yeah.
Personal stories that are stupid are fine.
That's right. Yeah.
Receiving a single tattoo may temporarily weaken your immune system due to the inflammation in the process. However, here's where I win and you lose.
Okay.
Kind of normal.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Getting multiple tattoos over time may strengthen your immune system as your body adapts to it.
Mm-hmm.
This research was done at the University of Alabama and showed that multiple tattoos increases the ability to fight off infections, such as the common cold and other ones. And they used the analogy of going to the gym. You go to the gym a couple times, you kill yourself from working out. You don't really get anywhere except pain. But you keep going, the body adapts, and it learns how to become stronger because you're putting stress on it. So I have 18 tattoos, so I'm like one of the superheroes.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, except your hip sucked, but yeah. Good luck landing from flying, Superman. Let me know how that works.
The word did suck is exactly the word.
Let me know if those tattoos are easy to land on. Yeah, you get 18 tattoos. So are you advocating now for the health of tattoos? Is that what I hear you saying?
Whatever works, brother.
Are you
going
to have a Nutrition World tattoo shop?
Hey, there is actually one on the lower level.
I got to be honest with you, that's not a bad idea.
And, well, I did use ink that did not have mercury, so I chose health food tattoo ink.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, of course I did.
Okay, whatever.
You have to be you have to choose wisely on all parts of your life.
Okay.
Including your women.
Yeah. Well, I got mine in jail, so I didn't have that option, so there you go.
You had your women in jail?
No, I had my tattoo in jail. The other one's a different podcast, Mr.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more words of wisdom. Hopefully, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit VascularInstituteOfChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air. 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell, and I always love reading something that's inspired me during the previous week so that I can share it. This is from the Daily Stoic. It's very easy to get comfortable, to build up your life exactly how you want it to be, minimize inconveniences, and hand off the stuff you don't like to do. To find what you enjoy, where you enjoy it, and never leave. A velvet rut is what it's called. It's nice, but the comfort tricks you into thinking that you're not stuck. The Stoics knew that this was a kind of death. That as soon as we stop growing, we start dying. Or at least we become more vulnerable to the swings of fate and fortune. Seneca talked over and over about the importance of adversity, of not only embracing the struggle, the struggle of life that throws at us, but actively seeking out that difficulty so you can be stronger and better and more prepared. A person who has never been challenged, he said, who always gets their way, is a tragic figure. They have no idea what they're capable of. They're not even close to fulfilling their potential. So that leaves you with something to think about today. Are you challenging yourself? And do the choices you make push you, or do they help you atrophy? Are you in that velvet rut? I love that, velvet rut. Never heard that before.
I've never heard either. I like that.
Yep. And I am a massive fan of challenging. In fact, on The Holistic Navigator, I had a podcast that I did just by myself called How to Be Your Own Superhero. And the whole focus was, how do you challenge yourself with everything from cryogenics to different diets to exercise routines to mentally? Because without that, you become obviously in the velvet rut, which is your atrophying.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a bumper sticker at this point.
Yep.
But becoming comfortable, being uncomfortable is the secret to strength. I mean, if you've ever been to the gym, you know the only way to get stronger is actually to tear muscles down, to challenge them, to go through the pain. Same reason you have calluses on your hand. Mm-hmm. How come your hands don't hurt as bad when you started working out? Well, they've adapted. So just like that, your heart, your spirit, your mind, your habits can adapt too if you're willing to put them through the paces.
But aren't you concerned, as I am, that we seem to have some parts of the generations that are actually running from any challenges, not just sitting idle, but actually doing everything to prevent those? Now, were we like that? Mm-hmm. I have a bad memory of 4 decades ago. Was I the person who also would do anything besides having something that hurt me? I don't know. But the thing is, the gym taught me so much, because you and I both know, in order to rise above average, you have to put yourself in the place of pain in a gym.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much time we have in this segment, so I don't want to take up a lot of it. But I'll say this. I think if you go back in time when we were kids, if you go back 50 years before us, our great-grandparents would look at us and go, man, you guys are soft. You're looking for the easy way out. We had microwave ovens, and we had fast food restaurants. In the 1900s, they didn't have that kind of stuff. Yes. In the late 1800s. So every generation, I think, looks at the next generation that we're soft and looking for our comfort zones. And in my world, I do think this generation is running away from being uncomfortable. If I'm uncomfortable, it must be bad. And so we try to find the easy way out. And, you know, hard times make, what is it, easy men or weak men make hard times. And that motto is real. I mean, mm-hmm. if you become weak, life gets hard. It's Jocko Willink says it best. If you make life hard on yourself, life will become easier. Or maybe in Jordan Peterson. Mm-hmm. And if you make life easier on yourself, you'll end up life becoming harder, because now you've got consequences made off weak decisions.
Well, that resonates so true with me, especially looking back at my own life. And it's so easy to want the smooth life and the kick back your legs up in the chairs and not have to function very much except on idle. But I don't know. I've been wired differently. My dad was a person who he did not mind pain. If he had a goal in mind, there was nothing that could stop him. And I learned from watching him.
I'll give you
him.
A great example. And this is real simple. And the people listen to this and go, that's not really a good example. And it was quick. You don't go to the DMV to get your driver's license stuff done, and you get an expired license and I've got this personal story. I don't go because it's inconvenient. I don't have time. Mm-hmm. I push it. I get a ticket. Now I've got the pain of going to court or paying a fine, and all of a sudden I got to deal with it anyway. So I was making decisions based off comfort and convenience, and I made it much more uncomfortable and much less inconvenient, and much less convenient.
Well, that's the truth. That's a live, realistic analogy.
And it goes to everything: money, food, mm-hmm. jobs, friends we hang out with, everything.
Yep. And I did a TikTok probably 3 TikToks ago about not negotiating with your weakness and not negotiating with fear. Because to me, when you start having the conversation within the head of, well, maybe I can do it later. Well, I don't know. Maybe I should do it now. Once those maybes start, you're probably going to go down the wrong path. You're probably not going to talk yourself into the active mode to go do it. So when I start hearing the voice, I'm ready to rock and roll and say, just kind of be quiet, negotiating. We're not talking about it.
That's
Here's
right.
the deal. I'm just getting up and doing it.
Absolute.
All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clay Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and empowered day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.